It is here 100.9's Jimmy Nay. Thanks for joining us.
Nathie, City to Casino is Tasmania's first and largest family fun run, and it has been running for 48
that's
years.
Good.
Please welcome the chairman and co-race director of the City to Casino, friend of the show, Hayden Nielsen.
Hey.
Thanks, Jimmy and Nate.
You know, the thing I love about you the most, Hayden, is every time you come in, I know it's only been two times now, but God, we have a good chat beforehand. Hayden's actually been here for 4 hours.
Been having a big yarn. You've got many a story, Hayden.
Yes, I reminisce. We all reminisce at times. And yeah, we were just talking about our lifestyle and
exercising. We're just the same. Like, we've got to do something every day.
I run. Nearly every day still. It's an addiction and I don't feel comfortable if I miss out on it.
Hey, can I ask, how old are you?
72.
Yeah. So you're looking good for 70. Do you reckon that you can still do this and you're such good shape because you've been doing it your whole life?
I think so. I'm the same weight at the moment as I was 50 years ago, 68 kilograms. So,
wow.
That says that I'm obviously looking after myself reasonably well, but it's just an addiction. I've always done it and I'll continue to do it while I physically can.
Absolutely. I mean, mate, let's talk about the City Casino. Of course, you've been involved in running this 48 years, which is huge. Make sure you go and enter, guys. You can register for the event, citycasino.com.au. How are we going registration-wise, Hayden?
We're going okay, Nat, but we're a little bit down on previous years, but it's so unpredictable. People leave things to the last moment. And I expect tomorrow and Saturday that we'll have an influx of hundreds of people deciding at the last moment, and that's good for us. But
it's the Tasmanian way.
It is a Tasmanian way, and as you said, I've been involved for the whole period, and it's exactly the same year in, year out. And I expect we're at around 2,000 at the moment, but we'll get close to 3,000.
Which
probably,
is awesome.
Probably will get.
It does blow me away as well. Like, you know, it is 11K run. Like, it's not, you know, it's not an easy thing.
No, but in saying that, Jimmy, we've got something for everyone. We've got a 2.7 for the children, the primary school children, and their parents often do it with them, and that's great. Both parties love that.
Yep.
And we've also got a 7K walk and run.
Yeah.
So casual walkers could walk the 7K. It's not hard. It's only from Canadian Bay down to Rest Point. So it's an easy
venture. It's a nice walk too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. See, like a nice urban stroll, really.
And that's become popular, particularly with the women that go out casually and do some walking. They do it together, groups of women, which is fantastic.
It is. As you just said, it's a good opportunity to get out and get active, not even just with your family, but with your mates as well. You know, make a day of it. Yeah. Go out, do the walk, go and have brekkie afterwards.
I feel like running and walking is such a social act. Like, it's easy for everyone to do. It's something you can get involved with, as Nate said, your friends and your family and whoever.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it's a great opportunity for people to do, you know, to get out and exercise. And the communication amongst people is fantastic. We can't congregate the way we normally do after the event, but that's COVID, you know. And I thought that with COVID, there's a lot more people out exercising, and I thought the numbers may increase because of that. And it may well happen, but, you know, there are a lot of people now out exercising that probably weren't 2 years ago.
Yeah, especially the running and walking. I know so many people, when the gyms were shut and that as well, people just went, well, I've got to get out. I've got to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is weird to think that the pandemic has caused us to be better with our health than wanting to get out and go and do things because we've been locked up for such a long time. Yeah. Well, Hayden, we hope people, or we know people, will go to the website and will register for the City Casino. As all entries close very, very soon, Saturday afternoon. It's happening Sunday, guys. Go and do it. City Casino, city2casino.com.au, chairman, co-writer, race director Hayden Nielsen. As always, mate, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.